Well, Joni Messina, welcome. It's great to hear you for your voice again.
Well, thank you. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, the reason I say is that when I think of you, I go back to a show that you did for our radio station. I used to work up in Columbus, and this was right after Heads Carolina, Tails California came out. And,
oh, wow.
Yeah, and you did our listener, I think it was a listener appreciation concert back then. So glad to see that you're in there. I know you got a new CD and stuff, but the most important thing to talk about, or our recent CD, is to talk about your appearance coming up at the Dark County Fair in August.
Yes, fun. On the 20th, we're going to be there.
That's a good fair, lots of fun. Why don't you bring everybody up to date? What have you been doing here recently?
Oh, wow. There's been a lot going on. I'm writing for a new project. We're going into the studio in October, so I'm going to share some songs with people from that record and share some stories. And just there's a lot. I'm in school right now. Kids are going back to school. I got 5 and 8-year-old little boys that are about to start back at their school, so... Yeah, it's been busy.
What in the world is Joni Messina studying in school?
Theology and ministry.
Really? Very, very interesting. How did you get your interest in that?
Well, it was more just really wanting to learn more about the Lord and just really enrich my relationship with Him. And there was so much that I didn't know. I knew Him, but I didn't know Him well, and so it's I share that whole story in my show, so you'll get a chance to hear how that journey went and
certainly.
How I ended up here.
Yes, indeed. We certainly know, you know, of some things that happened in the past that, you know, we probably drove you that direction, and, you know, God bless you for the fact that that happened.
Well, thank you.
Yes, indeed. So you're telling me about your new recording project. I take it you've been writing a lot of stuff lately.
I have been writing. I love the writing process. I started writing with a bunch of new people, and so been working on writing now, compiling the songs, and going through that process. And you know, it is a process. So right now we're just gathering material and setting dates, blocking the calendar, and getting everything ready to go in.
Sure. Do you have any ideas right now as far as when you might like to see a new CD out?
I do not.
Okay.
I don't have any idea. I just know we're going in. You know, the record labels want to hear where you're going, what you're doing, and that kind of stuff. And so I was like, all right, well, let's go in and record it. And so that's the process we're in right now. And then they will decide on when and where it gets released.
I gotcha. You know, I think one thing that's kind of interesting is the fact, like you talk about it being, you know, the process and all of that, but still you get an opportunity to get out and be with the fans. And I'm sure you're probably really enjoying being back out on the road singing those songs.
I do. You know, we come to town, we do all the hits. I have people sing along with us and songs they're familiar with, and it also gives me a chance to try out the new stuff and see what folks are leaning towards and how they relate to it. And it's kind of it's a great testing ground. Plus, I take my kids with me, so they get a chance to see the country, really, well, the world. It took them to Europe earlier this year.
Do you ever get how would I say it? Do you ever get tired of the tour bus, or is it something that, you know, is something that kind of re-energizes you being back out on the road?
I love people, and so for me to get out there and do shows is something that really energizes me. It's exciting to do. I love the band that we have right now. We have such great guys and great musicians, and to hear all that stuff come together, it's really, I mean, it's so enjoyable, you know, and I get to do what I love to do for a living. I mean, this is how I pay for my life, you know, is doing what I love, and that's very much a blessing.
I can imagine that, and of course, too, you know, the Nashville area, without a doubt, has some of the, even still today, I mean, it was always the case in Nashville, but still true today, some of the best session players and people. If you want to play music, it's there.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, we're just blessed. I mean, not a day goes by I'm not grateful to be able to do what I do for a living, and and have the support of the folks out there. You know, we just came off a weekend of some pretty big shows, and just it's always mind-blowing to me.
You know, I teach a college course, and the one thing I tell my students, and I think you and I would probably be in total agreement on this, I always tell my students, if you love something, do it, because it makes it a lot easier to get out of bed in the morning.
It does, definitely.
Absolutely. Well, so like I say, we're going to be looking forward to hearing some new material and the hits and the whole nine yards when you're going to be appearing here on August 20th at the Dark County Fair up in Greenville, which is a great community, great folks. A lot of respects. I think it's like that bunch that was in Columbus so many years ago. So I think you're going to have a wonderful time, Jody.
Oh, fun. Well, I'm looking forward to it.
All right, well, we'll be looking forward to seeing you, hearing from you, and of course, I'll be keeping my eyes and ears peeled for that new CD when it comes out.
Sure thing. Thank you so much.
All right, Jody, thank you very much. Good to hear from you.
All right, you too.
All right, bye-bye.